Dave Latelli's with us today. It's Men's Health Week. Hey, Dave, how's your health, man?
Yeah, it's pretty good at the moment, actually. Yeah, it's probably the best it's been in a little while, so, yeah, I'm happy.
Good on you, Dave. You know, you've proven to be an inspiration over the years, eh, mate, because you've been very big back in the day, lost some, gained some. It's an ongoing journey for you, which means it's an ongoing journey for all of us, eh, Dave?
Yeah, bro, I mean, you know, it's a roller coaster. It's up and down. That's the whole thing about this, and you just try and, you know, increase the... We all fall off the wagon. You're just trying to, you know, make sure that the length of time between falling off the wagon is longer and longer.
Yeah. Let's talk about falling off the wagon, because it's very easy then to say, oh, I just can't do it. How do you pick yourself up to say, oh, I'll have another go?
Well, I mean, it's like so many people reach out to me, bro, about... you know, helping their mum, dad, brother, sister, uncle, auntie. But it's always, I always say to them, it's got to be that person contacting me. So it's got to, you've got to have had enough and understand that it is possible just to, you know, sometimes we fall off and then we fall down that spiral again of eating crap and drinking crap and feeling worse about ourselves and eating more crap to feel better about ourselves. And it's, you've just got to get back on. It's just as simple as that, you know. Sometimes we dwell on it, and I didn't get to be over 200 kilos, and people we helped didn't get to be over 300 kilos because they had a bad meal every now and then. You know, it's so if you fall off the wagon, don't let the wagon get around the block. Jump straight back on. That's all it is.
It's a bit like kicking the booze if it's been part of your life, or you think, oh, what the hell am I going to do? You know, and in tough environments, you know, something with a bit of cream on it or some sugar can be just that little hit that you think makes life bearable, because things are tough. The tougher life is, perhaps the more we reach for these short-term stimulants. Sugar could be one of them. Let's treat myself to a pie. Look, I'm not knocking it because I do it too, but it just seems to be an ongoing battle. It's Men's Health Week, and part of the reason... And a strong reason we wanted to talk with you today, Dave, because you've been such an advocate for guys and health, and you've helped so many over the years. What would you say of that, how we need to find something else to, is it treat ourselves?
Yeah, like, you know, a treat's okay. A treat's okay once every now and then, once a week. When I first started the journey, I was, I'd have a treat once a week. That's it. But it's not a treat day. It's a treat meal. That's one meal, not the whole day. And understanding that if you treat yourself every day, that's no longer a treat. That's just the way you eat. So you've got to, you know, not, it's not about eating chicken and broccoli every day. It's about just keeping things in balance, having a treat once a week. That's okay. That's living life. But you can't do that every day. And for me, what I found is I found that when I'm feeling down, which is like a lot of us, we you know, when we emotionally eat, when we're feeling down, we reach for food or we reach for booze or drugs. You know, what I found is I turned to training. I'd go for a walk somewhere nice. I'd try and do it with some friends or family that so we, you know, we could talk about things. And after the exercise, I always felt better. I always felt like I had that natural, you know, that natural release of endorphins that made me a little bit happier. My brain had a chance to stop thinking for a bit, so I could handle life a little bit more. So I always say, just turn to exercise. Don't turn to food, turn to exercise.
Tidnokwe, you mentioned whānau and mates, and you know, not trying to do it all the time on your own. How important have you found whānau support, siblings, cousins, friends, as you, you know, hit the streets? How important is that tautoko from those around you?
Yeah, it's a lot more sustainable when the whole family's doing it. That's why, you know, groups like us and, you know, other groups, community-based groups that are out there, it's always a whānau approach. That approach is always more sustainable. But, you know, you also can't choose your family, and not everyone's on that wagon with you. But it's important that, you know, that you lead by example, and one day they will join you. So it's super important. That's the only way you can break these cycles. And, you know, at our BBM boot camps, you see the kids that are... The young babies watching their mums train, you know, seeing the importance of the understanding that you are going to get knocked down. You know, you can take a break. You can have a sit down and have a breath. But they also see their mums or their dads getting back up and continuing on. It's such an important thing for kids to see.
Tēnā, have you had any diabetes in your life, Dave?
I haven't, but, you know, I've sort of jumped back on the wagon. You know, we're so focused on helping everyone else. I sort of let myself go a bit in terms of my diet. And I had a boxing match about a month ago, and I was actually disgusted with the number I saw on the scale. I was training really hard, and I was fit, but I wasn't eating well. And I knew that, and I was trying to get out of the way, and I didn't want to weigh in because I knew that I wouldn't like the number, and especially in front of everyone. And that experience of jumping on the scale in front of everyone sort of, you know, shocked me back into, hey, you know, I've got to start watching what I eat again. And, you know, I'm feeling great. It's been a month since I've been on this, restarted the old journey with nutrition. And that's the thing. It's not just about how you look, it's how you feel. And that's the most important part, being happy and being happy with yourself, you know, and being able to, being proud of looking at yourself and looking in the mirror and being happy, you know, within yourself. That's the important thing.
Tēnā koe, you've been a wonderful advocate for men's health. And I thank you for joining us on Men's Health Week, Dave Latelli with us. Dave, you've also been critical of public policies regarding this issue and access to support. I mean, many of our people, for instance, grow up in communities. They don't really learn how to cook and how to eat healthily. And so many are economically challenged, with sort of static pay packets, that we can't afford to even go and buy the good food that helps here. I know you and I can, but there are many listening today who can't, mate, go out and get better kai. They're just, and they might have big families, high rents. It doesn't become a priority. What would you say about some of the politics around men's health as we speak, Dave?
I mean, I keep beating my head against the wall on this thing. They never understand that the answer's already within the community. There's community groups like us doing this work with next to no money. It's always about education. But it's who's doing the educating. You know, it's got to be from people that, you know, that our people trust, that they know that it works, that they have the lived experience. And, you know, so just for instance, we take our people that do our From the Couch program to the supermarket and just teach them how to shop the healthiest they can on the budgets they have. So it's just about educating people how to make the best choices that are available to them with the money they have. You know, so when I started, I had no money. You know, I was staying on a mattress in a community home. But I was educated from my sporting background how to make the best choices that were available. And that's what it's about, you know. But this any government, not just this, but any government, these political parties, they've got to understand that it's never a top-down approach. It must be bottom-up. They can't keep, like, searching for clinical answers and you can't prescribe your way out of this problem. You can give someone a pill or give them an injection or give them the operation, but unless they have the lifestyle program wrapped around it where they're learning healthy habits, where they can teach their children, you know, it might help the one person, but it's not going to break the cycle of the family. We're seeing children that are, you know, 9, 10 years old that are well over 100 kilos. You know, it's unless we fix the root causes of these problems, nothing will change. And that's what I fear, though, because there's so much money to be made out of our misery and our ill health. That's you know, it worries me that the answers are right there, but they always overlook us.
Well, you're doing what you can. How many people are aligned with the BBM movement now, Dave Latelli?
Oh, there's thousands, you know, and our From the Couch program, which, you know, and whenever I have a go at the government, you know, there are people within the system, within the health system, that are fighting for groups like us, you know, that are scrounging whatever money they can get to direct our way. So we have a From the Couch program, which we're lucky that we get some funding through Pacifica Health, you know, through the Māori departments, that people that are in there trying to direct some to us. Every 12 weeks, we have 30 people going through this program in West Auckland, South Auckland. We're now in Whangarei. We've just started in Hamilton. And we're hustling to keep this program going. It's because it's proven to work. We've taken every excuse that any system can have to not support us. We've taken it all away. So I'm just hopeful that one day they'll, the wool will be removed from their eyes and they'll start funding us sustainably, and we'll can truly, start to change even more people's lives and make an impact in this diabetes epidemic that's affecting our people.
Hey, how'd you get on in your fight, Dave?
I had a win, so I was happy with that. I got another one, one more in November. That was to raise money for our food bank and down at Taranaki. And we ended up donating what was raised to the local food bank in Taranaki. And it's, the issues are the same everywhere I go, bro. So I'll keep fighting to keep raising some money and get to donate to different food banks around the country.
Well, you better stay strong, because you've got a lot of interviewing to do in your future, Mr. Latelli. Been enjoying your one-on-ones with people, and just pleased that you've never forgotten those who are trotting a similar path. And BBM has been a really successful cope-up, but it needs a figurehead, it needs a spokesperson, and you do an awesome job of that, Dave. And always neat to have a cordial with you, brother. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us today on Men's Health Week.
Kia ora, bro. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.